Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having us on today. I'm Brian Mills. I'm lead pastor at Hope Church here in Springfield, and we're helping to coordinate the event here.
Hello, Rachel. My name is Jim Powell. I'm the lead pastor of Ridgewoods Christian Church in Peoria, Illinois. And it's been my privilege over the last 5-6 years to develop a friendship with Rabbi Daniel Bogart and Imam Camille Mufti. And it's out of that friendship that the No Joke Project has come together.
Could you go ahead and explain to us a little bit more about the Peoria Three, as the trio has been called, and your friendship and just more about yourselves as a group now?
Well, what happened is, first of all, our church relocated about 9 years ago to a new facility. 8 years ago when we did, we ended up relocating next door to the largest mosque in Peoria. And so obviously it was a little bit awkward having evangelical church next door to a mosque, but we reached out to them. Our elders shared a meal with their elders. And then about a year or two later, Rabbi Daniel moved to Peoria, and through mutual contact, I'd reached out to him, and we had lunch together. And so what eventually happened is the three of us began to develop a true friendship. I mean, we began to spend time together, do some stuff together. The imam had invited me to his church, mosque. He'd invited Rabbi Daniel in. We had done some different events together. And so that's sort of how the whole thing evolved. And really what made the three of us, our friendship, different is the fact that a lot of times these kind of relationships occur in interfaith type communities where, people maybe are not quite as strong or dogmatic in their belief system. Camille, Daniel, and myself have some very radically different beliefs on different things, and yet we've been able to maintain a friendship in spite of some very big differences, whether that's a perspective of Palestine and Israel for Camille and Daniel and their opinions about the solution to that, or whether it's my view of Jesus as the Son of God. You know, we have very different beliefs, but we've been able to build this friendship without compromising or without sort of going to this lowest common denominator that, you know, everyone's equally true.
So for you, Brian, as a local pastor in Springfield, what about this story garnered your interest?
I couldn't believe that there were leaders in such different faith traditions who were willing and able to have such authentic friendship. I've really been unsatisfied with the dominant narrative in America about the different faith groups, and it feels like we don't have too many options. You know, we either give into relativism, where we just, as Jim was describing, it's lowest common denominator, or we give into activism, where we have to fight for ours a little bit, or we just have a different kind of a spirit about what we're doing. And then I made up a new word. Some people, I think, just give in to avoiderism. I just don't want to deal with it. So we just avoid anybody who's so different. What I saw in these three was something very unique that I've actually been praying about personally. I'd like to have friendships like that, where we can really honestly and rigorously disagree where appropriate, but have the conversation. And these guys seem to be able to do that.
So, Jim, tell us more about the No Joke Project, and part of the mission here is to present the documentary film, the book, and then a presentation, a live presentation to people. Tell us more about that.
Well, what happened was, as we had entered into our friendship, the three of us, and then we did a couple public events in Peoria, one that had 1,000 people, the other one that had 800 people. A huge amount of interest grew in this idea of our friendship and how we had conversations, having such very different belief systems and without compromising what we believed. And then Jim Henderson, who is an author on the West Coast, got a hold of our story and said, hey, I'd like to write about this, and I'd also like to do a documentary. And so we agreed to do that, and that's what's taking place right now. The book simply chronicles our story, but it's not just the three of us. It also includes interviews with people from my church, interviews from people from the mosque, interviews with some community leaders from Peoria, politicians, also Muslims, as well, sharing some of their stories about some of the things that they've encountered. And so the book chronicles these stories, and it talks about three core practices that people say, well, how do you do this and how can we do this? And Jim Henderson helped us put together three practices that we think can help people really be able to engage in conversation and perhaps even friendship, but at least civility with people that we radically disagree with. And the three practices are, I will stay in the room with difference rather than running away. you know, Brian had a great term there about, you know, I'm just going to avoid it and run away from it. But I'm going to stay in the room of difference. I'm going to stop comparing my best with your worst. And then the third practice is I will be unusually interested in the other person. So I'm going to ask questions and try to learn more about you as opposed to just telling you what I believe or trying to tell you how wrong you are based upon what I believe.
It really sounds like a model as far as just how to be a good, decent person, no matter who you are, right?
Absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about this is that, you know, it doesn't have to be for Christians only or Muslims only or Jews only. But these three practices, I think, make our world a better place. It makes our communities a better place. You know, I mean, they're in Springfield. I mean, you're at the center of the state capital. I mean, there's a lot of tension and there's a lot of political issues that divide us. And so, but these are three practices that help us step across the aisle and say, how do I conduct myself with civility? And how do I learn to better understand rather than just taking the narratives that I think I know about somebody else or the narratives I pick up on the news and then form judgments about entire groups of people that in many cases are not universally true. How do I overcome those kind of biases and prejudice? How do I learn to engage people that are different than I am? And that's those practices that we believe are, in fact, universal. And we're finding all kinds of stories of people that are being moved by them as they try to put them into practice.
So, Jim, as we mentioned, you're an evangelical pastor. Explain for us a little bit more about how you and an imam, a Muslim, and a rabbi, Jewish, obviously, how these three people really solidified their friendship.
Really, a tipping point occurred when the University of Bradley had reached out to Rabbi Daniel and asked about doing a class on the Abrahamic faiths, and asked if he had known of a pastor or an imam. And so he had reached out to me, obviously, and I said I would love to do that. And then I had reached out to Emil, and then the three of us were able to do that class at Bradley. And so at first, I mean, anytime you step into these kind of relationships, there's certain kinds of trepidation and nervousness. And we're very transparent about that in the documentary and the book, talking about some of those challenges of just, you know, is there really an agenda here? And you know, what am I getting into? And what are other people going to think? And what do they really believe? You know, but as we taught this class, we stepped into this thing, and what it was, they would give us different topics each week, like, what do you believe about the afterlife? And Daniel would talk about a Jewish perspective, and then I would have a Christian perspective, and then Camille, an Islamic perspective, and then we would take questions. And it was through those, that class that we were really able to spend more time together, to have some offline conversations. And then one day really was a tipping point when Daniel invited us over to his home for a meal. And so we actually went to his house and was watching a playoff game with the St. Louis Cardinals, eating a meal. And his wife came in the house and she said, boy, this looks like a joke, you know, seeing a rabbi, a pastor, and an imam all watching a baseball game together. But it just sort of naturally evolved. It wasn't like this agenda, like, oh, we've got to build this friendship, we've got to do something. And that's the beautiful thing, is that it was very authentic. It just evolved. It was very organic. And then out of that, a couple of years ago, after San Bernardino, there began to be a rise in anti-Islamic sentiment. And so our community in Peoria felt there was a need to do some public events to try to raise awareness. And so that's really where this whole thing began to steamroll and became more public.
And so, Brian, you helped bring this story to a local audience. It will be brought to a local audience anyway. As a pastor of a Christian church, has this led to any inspiration or maybe ideas for the future for you?
Yeah, well, you know what they say, if it plays in Peoria, right? So I have begun some conversations with some new friends here in town. One is on the board with our local mosque, and begun conversation in the Jewish community and with some of my fellow Christian pastors as well. We're just trying to get to know each other. You know, for me, what I'm learning and remembering is that religious beliefs are not trivial things. People really care about this stuff. Religious beliefs are what help us to explore the stories about our origins and our struggles and the solutions. And we all have very different ideas about that. That's worth exploring together in a friendship. And I think this next generation actually cares more about that. There's been some study in the last two decades about young people and millennials who may not really be thinking about those big questions that much. But this next generation, Generation Z, or what's sometimes called the centennials, they really care about it. They want to explore those big, deep questions. I'd love it if we could model the way for them.
And as far as what will be happening at the event in Springfield, can you just give us kind of the rundown of the program that night?
Yeah, the Hoagland Center downtown is the perfect venue for something like this. It's a great size, great location. It's a good place for the community to come together. Monday night, April 3rd, from 7 to 8:30, will be a panel discussion between the Peoria Three, moderated by Jim and there will also be opportunity for questions and answers from the crowd. And I'm sure if the crowd doesn't ask good enough questions, you know, sensitive enough questions, if they don't get to the heart of the matter, the Peoria Three are not afraid of that at all. I think we'll get to see some clips from the documentary as well. And I'm eager to see who shows up from the community. I think we could all meet some new people and make some new friends and start a new conversation.
And Jim, who would you suggest go? Like, what kind of message are you hoping people leave with?
What kind of? Well, I think anybody can come, and I think they should come. I mean, listen, we've been at this for several years here in Peoria, and I will tell you, I still have people in my church who would tell you that they, you know, love me, respect me as a pastor, but still are nervous by this conversation and are still afraid of it. I got a message today from somebody just once again asking some questions and just pray for me. I'm just still struggling with this. I just can't quite get on board with this because a lot of people are governed by fear and people are also governed by false narratives that they've come to believe about entire groups of people, in this case, predominantly Muslims, that they just have this belief that all Muslims have this agenda and they have this or that. And so when we have those stereotypes that become ingrained into our mind, even good people, even people that really are not advocating hate, they're still governed by fear. And it's very hard for them to step into this conversation. It's very hard for them to entertain the idea that maybe some of these narratives that I believe are not absolutely true. I can't apply them on the whole just because of a few people. And so it's hard for people. But when people tend to come and they tend to hear the story and they're challenged by it, and they're also are able to think about some of these things. And then when they're able to actually put a face on a Muslim or a Jew, or they're able to hear actual stories from people about things that they've faced in our communities. When I hear a Muslim friend tell me about his wife who has her a job on and a guy pulls up next to her and starts cussing her out and tells her to get the heck out of his country and tries to run her off the road, that becomes personal to me. See, that's happening in my community. And I feel as a Christian that I have a right, not just a right, but a responsibility to speak out against that kind of hatred and to also make people aware it really is happening, right? Because we want to believe our communities are better than they really are. And that these things are anomalies rather than being as commonplace as they are. So I think anybody who comes is going to be challenged. I think they're going to be inspired. And I think they're also going to learn some tools that's going to help them be better people. And, you know, I do have a religious agenda in this. I believe in Jesus, and I want people to, you know, I'm doing this because I believe this is what Christ calls me to do, to model. I really believe this is the heart of the gospel. But once again, we have people that are atheists that come to these events, and they're, like, moved by them and very challenged by them. And they'll tell all three of us, I don't believe any of you three, but, you know, but this is really good, you know. So if people show up, they're going to be moved. They're going to be blessed by it.